way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Australians all, let us rejoice, for we are young and free. You can stick your national anthem up your patriotic butts. All this compulsory flag flying sticks in my guts. It's best when no one gives a rat's for the silly, stupid song and our footy players mumble as the camera pans along. Let's keep the great tradition that's Australian to the core of thinking that the jerks who like anthems are a bore. If you want jingoism, why keep copying the Yanks? Ain't it enough we follow them when we send in the tanks? The only people calling for the flying of the flag and who'd sing the national anthem at the opening of a bag are the ones that scream the loudest if you suggest that we should sacrifice self-interest for the broad community. Their precious fellow Aussies aren't so valuable right then. How come it's patriotic to salute a flag, but when it comes to equal sharing of our nation's wealth, don't ask. That's where love of country can kiss their fat rich ass. Isn't his to call someone an Australian when the nation's like it is. The Anzacs died for you and me, you right-wing stinking tools, not for the Liberal Party and exclusive private schools.
Good evening, you are listening to Subversion 1312. I'm Linda, Exhibit Linda, here tonight, the only person in the studio so far, and I'm going to be with you for the next 55 minutes of subversive radio. You just heard from TISM and the Australian National Anthem. I played that. It is coming up to Invasion Day, Australia Day, Survival Day. It's actually on Friday. So I'm going to be playing a bit of Indigenous music tonight, as well as another vocal bit about Australia Day from College Binary. I've always wanted to play it, but I used to do the show on Monday at lunchtime, and I thought it was like a bit going a bit too far to play it on lunchtime on Monday. But now we're at 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. I'm going to play it, so stay tuned for that. Also tonight, I'm tackling the issue of men's rights activists and what anarchists say about men's rights activists, and also about how they deal with the whole topic of equality and you know, it's not about just about men, it's not just about women, it's about people and it's about oppressive structures in society as well. But we're going to hear a song from AB Original featuring Dan Sultan, January 26.
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Fuck that, honey.
You can come and wave your flag, but it don't mean a thing to me. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Fuck that, honey. Honey.
They said, hey, Briggs, pick a date.
Okay.
You know I'm one, we can celebrate.
For sure.
But we can come together, yeah. Talk about the weather, call that Australia Day. I said, how about March 8th?
That's a good one.
And we can do it on your nan's grave.
Oh, that bitch?
We can piss up, piss on her face. Get lit up and burn out like Mark Skates. The screaming love or to leave it. I got more reason to be a riff, you can believe it. One salute, a constitutional. Who's underneath it? Turn that flag to a noose. Put a cease to your breathing. I can't get on my whip. I get a ticket fed out. I get an EWB, and that's a drop in my spot. I turn the other cheek, I get a knife on my back. And I tell them it hurts, they say I overreact. So fuck that.
You can call it what you want.
Celebrate the heretic anytime outside Jan 26. That's the day for them suckers doing that sucker shit. That's that land taking, flag waving attitude. Got this new Captain Cook dance to show you how to move. How you wanna raise a flag with a rifle that make us wanna celebrate anything but survival? Nah, you watching telly for The Bachelor, but wouldn't read a book about a fuckload of massacres? I remember all the blood and what carried us. They remember 20 recipes for Lamingtons. Yeah, their ancestors got a boat ride. Both minds saw them coming until they both died. Fuck celebrating days made of misery. Why Oz still got the black history? And that shirt will get you banned from the parliament. If you ain't having the conversation, well then we starting it.
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Fuck that, honey.
Someone started talking about a film called The Red Pill, and I was quite shocked actually that this person was a friend of mine and that they had these views and they were sucked in by this kind of men's rights activism and what is in the film. And the story goes that the filmmaker decided to do a film on men's rights activisms and got sucked in and decided that they were no longer a feminist, that they were going to be an anti-feminist. And I didn't get to watch the whole film because I couldn't find it anywhere easily accessible for free online, but I saw some of it, and the director, I think she's very disingenuous, really, and perhaps what's really going on is that she's looking to raise her profile with such a controversial issue. And the people in the film, one of the main people is a politician from America who is involved with rape apologist kind of promotion and issues, and she doesn't talk about this in the film, like, kind of skips over. And when she was being interviewed on the project, she said that the reason was that there were so many things to talk about in the film that she couldn't address that, and that she would release other footage as time went on. But it seems to me and many people that that's a fairly pivotal part of what feminism, or also men's rights activism, is about. Feminism, of course, is about raising the knowledge about rape and rape culture and doing something to stop it. And then if you've got these people in the men's rights activism movement who are actively saying that rape is okay and filing and making databases of women who report rape, it's kind of like, it's a little bit of a worry. So I decided to interview some anarchists about this issue, and Jasmina Brankovic is someone who responded to me, and as well Franklin Lopez from submedia.tv said he would do something. So that's good, because I wanted to get a man talking about it, because obviously they have something very important to say about this kind of issue. And talking about submedia.tv, I've got a video, a piece of theirs to play called What is Race? So that's good, coming up to Australia Day. That's a very good issue to be talking about. So here we go. This is Jasmina Brinkovic, an anarchist and organiser from Western Australia. And first of all, I asked her what anarchism means to her, or what anarcho-feminism means to her.
It means that I incorporate principles of anarchism, anarchist organizational philosophy, and I incorporate feminist theory into everything that I do. And when I say anarchist political philosophy, I think I probably, you know, start with the classics of, you know, Peter Kropotkin's work. And I incorporate quite a lot of Marxist economic, political economy, actually, into my framework for thinking. So it's that's kind of what it means.
So what does feminism mean for you?
So feminism, I think that I prefer the words women's liberation to feminism, because feminism is so broad. These days it can include anyone, including kind of turfy rad femmes with whom I don't really necessarily want to share.
Trans, so just for the listener, trans-exclusive radical feminists who don't think that trans women are women.
Yeah, who basically don't believe trans women exist, exactly. So I think that for me, feminism, I really like the words women's liberation. It reminds me of a lot of things that were actually good about the new left from the 1960s. And it reminds me a lot of the good theory that I'm particularly interested in. So the works of Selma James and Silvia Federici, and generally the people who were involved in the Wages for Housework campaign in Europe in the 60s and 70s, are the kind of feminism, I guess, that I identify with.
Do you agree that the patriarchy is at fault for a lot of the issues men face?
Men are at fault. Well, I think you're right. I actually agree with you. I think that a lot of the toxic masculinity and toxic patriarchy actually affects men rather badly. And I do think that there's a lot of masculinized gender roles that pass as the acceptable ones that a lot of men or those who identify as male do not necessarily conform with. And again, this is another kind of huge can of worms. So suffice it to say that for the purposes here, recognizing that male suicide may have its own specific reasons and specific context that does include gender and does include the impact of toxic masculinity, does not undermine feminism. And in fact, that's what a lot of feminist theory on masculinity is arguing by both men and women authors. And I think that that's kind of the angle that I think those issues should be approached from, rather than victim blaming women for the problems that really belong to this kind of hegemonic ways of understanding what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman.
What's your understanding of men's rights activism and what they believe in?
Well, I think they believe that everything that I've just said to you is utter bullshit. That's what they believe. I think that they're really doing it for the days of male hegemony, which is kind of obviously being challenged and contested all around us. And I think that they would identify these challenges strictly with feminism. They're completely blind to the ways in which capitalism works to disenfranchise men, not as men necessarily, but certainly those who are the working class men, the Aboriginal men, refugee men, and so on. And the ways in which their experience is grounded both in being the working class or being in receipt of government benefits, and how that intersects with their cultural identities and the cultural values that they live with.
Rights activism, is there a spectrum? Are there any reasonable MRAs? There are the extreme views about, you know, women and rape or women.
Not really, not really. Rape. I'm pretty sure Tony Abbott wouldn't like to identify as an MRA, but he pretty much is one. I don't think that we can kind of just have these degrees here, because it all comes to under the same umbrella, the way we should be seeing these issues. And that umbrella is the one umbrella of power and privilege. And so while there may be, just like you may have, some literal neo-Nazis on the right, and you may have the rest of the patriotic Australia who would appear, you know, turn up to Reclaim Australia rallies with their Asian mates, you may actually have that, make that distinction. But I think that I'm not really sure how useful it is, to be honest, because if we are talking about some sort of systemic challenge to this, then it really does have to come from all levels.
The phenomenon of female men's rights activists, do you see any similarity with working class people who blame other working class people for problems?
Yeah, it is. And there's a lot of internalized misogyny and internalized patriarchal values that perhaps play a part in that identification with a movement that stands against one's own interest, and perhaps women see the benefit in being a part of a movement that maybe something, maybe it brings them something that otherwise they cannot really locate. I find, you know, if it means that MRI movement is their political home, then that kind of opens up all sorts of possibilities as to why that may be the case. But I do think that does not diminish, really, in any way, a domination of the MRA movement with real toxic men. So they're really the ones who are dominant in it, and I don't think that, you know, I don't see the MRA men giving up that much privilege and that much power to them.
Some people tend to treat this issue as if it was a football match, like there's two sides and they're both competing for superiority.
Yes, and they're all equal. It's kind of the same people who think that there's two sides, you know, in this anti-fascist struggle there's, and they're both equally violent. And clearly, I think we know that we are the ones working for, you know, social and economic justice for people and against the status quo and against what is increasingly becoming, one very authoritarian state as well.
And that was my interview with Jasmina Renkovic. She's anarchist from Western Australia, from Perth, and I must give my utmost respect to her. Shout out to her. Thanks for doing that interview. And she's involved with many issues involved with social justice and refugee issues and environmental justice issues as well. And I think I just really wanted to mention that because she's not someone who's sitting there only involved with women's issues or something. She is involved with other issues, and as are anarchists. And anarchists do have a certain take on feminism, which is different. Like, anarchists think differently to other people. So that's what this show is all about. Anyway, you're on Subversion 1312, and we're going to hear some Indigenous music now. This is Sky High, and it's called a secret track, or it is a secret track.
Can take me out the gutter, but I'm still a fucking gutter, bitch. Straight up at the mothership, I'm back up on my gutter shit. Nah, all the glitz and the glamour can get smashed with a fist and a hammer. Pumping your knees all through Tamarama, you won't see me locked up in a slammer. Fuck a punchline, I punch you 9 times with the shiv. You a pussy boy, 9 lives, and I'm a real cut. 1 life, 1 time is all it takes for me to pull out that 1-9. Do you wanna bridge up? I build one over, they get you across. Talk too much, man, shut the fuck up. We put ice in the bag, you put yours in the cup. Do you wanna bridge up? I build one over, they get you across. Talk too much, man, shut the fuck up. We put ice in the bag, you put yours in the cup.
We live what we spit, can you spit what we love? We live what we spit, can you spit what we love? We live what we spit, can you spit what we love?
Test to come. Who the fuck wanna fuck with the best to come? From the west to get destiny to best and pump. Better yet, let him step, better check the cunt. Shit, bring a spot when it's critical. At last, more class than kids in school. Ain't hard cause you charge you really cool. Like the city that surf on a Sydney full river. Green light like Maddie Smith. Watching in grey white, fucking extra sniff. If a chick the mean type, might bend the bitch. Only need it for a night, then I send the shit, yeah. Getting heady, long way, you know. What I call hard work, gotta make a buck. Try to give me ass first, but I made this up. Got a ball, can't hurt, staying blazed as fuck, I guess. Call the cops, no warning. Shots from warm the heart. Watch a fucking all get dropped. When thought come through, hard talk will stop. Fit hard when I come, they ain't talking cock. Nah, the fucking truth like Trey is four. To the day, make more than the day before. The way I can't stay paced, still evade and lost. To one day, if we raid, have to face some more for sure. Till you're
may suck me off. Sell on pumping for the pay, still ducking dogs. Never jump a teller's blood, I stay clutch and wads. Ain't fucking with your feelings if you come to soft. So what? Umbrellas wanna stop them, get them wet. If a mutt tells cough, they get a neck. Gun shells get popped and split the chest. Fucking hell, who rocked the shit like that?
We live what we spit, and you spit what we love. And you live what we spit, and you spit what we love. And you live what we spit, and you spit what we love. And you live what we spit, and you spit what we love. And you
curse you from me.
Goldberg, drop the sister rack.
What?
I could spit an old verse and drop your sister's decks.
Bitch,
head up with the blacks.
Bitch,
bitch, I'm off the map.
Shit,
sicker than your boy when he tried to quit the whack. But quitting is for losers. I'm a drug abuser. I dug myself a hole and now I'm swimming in the sewer. Seen the Ninja Turtles and I realized I'm fucked. You a master splinter when you sitting in them cuffs.
Bitch,
I just put my hands behind my back, sitting relaxing. Hope to God the dirty dog don't put his hands down in my decks.
Why?
Cause he might find something that the judge will like.
Shit.
A little bit of contraband, a big old fucking knife, man. This my life and I'm not for nice. It's warm, he was quiet. And we moving grams until we in that Porsche. Quiet and coppers on a horse. Wanna trot on young three. But I spit the hell I live it, so it's fuck the whole country.
We live what we spit, and you spit what we love. And you live what we spit, and you spit what we love. And you live what we spit, and you spit what we love. And you live what we spit, and you spit what we love. And you live what we spit,
in the booth, take the game sky high. I'm a real gutter, can't see them goons fly by. I point to the left, you rappers look right. Take a good look of what the most fly look like. I'm a real gutter, can't spit and real gutter raps. Doing real gutter things, bring a real gutter tracks. Rappers talk out of this, rappers talk out of that. You ain't a gutter, kinda come back, you got a back. See my name, bro, wait, kinda like a bag, ziplock. They ain't talking stolen goods, wanna say to kids how much love. See my cunts, I bought my shit non-stop. No forte, fuck you when your mum cop. Look where I'm at and the time that it's taken. I'm writing these rhymes while you're writing a statement. Look at this mic and the rhymes that it's taken. The license to kill, but a license to rape. But you see me in the street like run, brother, quick. No need, tell him who the other brother is. Back in the lab with that rough gutter shit. Son, I'm back in the lab with that done gutter bitch. You ain't got balls, but I ain't talking 3-6. I'm talking backbones like, where the fuck is yours? Kid, your mum and dad rich, but you claim hard type shit. You need to open eyes and realize what real life is.
Listening to Dissident Island Radio.
Live every first and third Friday of the month at 9 p.m. GMT.
Check out www.dissidentisland.org for downloads and more.
Hey, I played that spot there for Dissident Island Radio because they're part of the Channel Zero network that this show is part of. And it reminded me that the music that was played under the interview with Jasmina is by Jaw. And Jaw was interviewed by Dissident Island Radio about his new film, which is called Stare Into the Lights, My Pretties. So you could actually tune in to Dissident Radio. You could go to channelzeronetwork.com and you could find out about that film. And so we're crossing the globe there because Jaw is in Melbourne and being interviewed by Dissident Island Radio which is from the UK, and Jill is also being played here in Brisbane on 4ZZZ Subversion 1312, and also involved with the Channel Zero Network is Soul, and he does the Soulcast. And he also is a musician who I've played for years, and he's part of this Channel Zero Network and has given us a sneak preview of his new album, and we've got a song from that. It's called All Your Bases.
We're here on our own. That's the way they set things up. We have to find our own answers, our own way out of the wilderness, without a nice little sunny path all laid out in front of us in advance.
That's what I'm trying to do. Way.
I'm not gonna get better until you see what the problem is. And the problem is, you're screwed up. Heart and mind. You, not the nuts of fate or the universe. You. Thanks for the pep talk.
We ain't afraid of the rain, we ain't afraid of the gas. Fear the illiterate mass, holding on by a thread you think it can last. Romans thought the same, China built a wall, Berlin torn down, we're still all screwed. This one's for the aliens, watching from the sky. Now will be a good time to come down, show us some goodwill, cause it's going down. Every wall is coming down before we die. And if not, it's gonna be a bloody century. Last night I dreamt of how it's in. We were talking at a table about the 99%, and I started crying as I told him about his influence on my life and the world he never got to see. Woke up tears were drying on my cheeks in a picture to be brought into life. Now I'm crying again. How sick is the world? My father is dead. My wife is my home. This year was nothing but stress. But I gotta let go, cause everything I hold onto might be the thing that sinks me. Hard to live and let live when the system wanna crush me. We don't need your answers, we don't need your votes. We don't need your false solutions and your false hope. All your banks will burn, all your tanks will rust. All your streets are stolen, all your bases, they belong to us. We don't need your votes. We don't need your false solutions and your false hope. All your banks will burn, all your tanks will rust. All your streets are stolen, all your bases, they belong to us. They say depression is a curse from the past. Anxiety's a curse from the future. I ain't got nothing but some fruit trees in a whole lot of men. They can't stop a beating heart even when it's lost. Everybody wanna be a boss. Nobody gotta be a boss. Snipers on the roof, robots on the street. Cops spying on the phone while I'm snitching on myself. My people maybe got this infrared on my forehead. Mr. Officer, put your guns down. Can't you see just another knife in the back of the working class? They say the working man is dead. I'm a never working man, toiling in the sun that gets hotter every day. In the street, I don't miss you, but I wish you could be nicer to my homies. But you're broken, so I start a label. But it sucks and it's rough to explain that nobody gives a fuck unless you're filling in the blanks, shooting blanks. Mr. Rapper of the minute, can't you see we at war? It's okay, some were born in war, but it's fake. Everyone you leave behind can't taste the cheap champagne running dry. Fuck rap, it's real. Watch the herbs stand still. When we start the revolution, all they'll probably do is squeal. We don't need your answers, we don't need your votes. We don't need your false solutions and your false hope. All your banks will burn, all your tanks will rust. All your streets are stolen, all your bases, they belong to us. We don't need your votes, we don't need your false solution and your false hope. All your banks will burn, all your tanks will rust. All your streets are stolen, all your bases, they belong to us.
As individuals, our racial identity is so intimately inscribed into the ways that we see and experience the world and other people in it that it's often taken as a natural and unchanging fact of life. Race is a social construction, meaning that the stigmas and divisions associated with it are born out of political and cultural rather than purely biological factors. But it's also a material reality, one that plays a central role in shaping the ways that power operates in a specific society. Given the current wave of racist and nationalist reactions sweeping the globe, it is important that anarchists develop a shared understanding of race and the role that it plays in constructing and reinforcing oppressive hierarchies. So what is race exactly, and what do anarchists have against it? Well, a broad definition would be to say that it's a particular type of caste system or a way of classifying people into rigid social hierarchies based on perceived ancestry and intimately associated with notions of nationalism, citizenship, and class. Most commonly associated with the global system of European colonial dominance known as white supremacy, race has other close parallels, such as India's Varna system, the ethnic constructions of Hutu and Tutsi in Rwanda and Burundi, and even religious sectarian divides such as those found between Catholics and Protestants in Ireland, or Sunnis and Shia in several Middle Eastern countries. But while race can and does assume a variety of different forms based on local demographic and political factors, it has always been and remains to this day a cross-class alliance, a way of binding the ruling class and a segment of the exploited classes through a compact of shared identity in order to project force against those who fall outside of it. Or to put it simply, it's a way that states manipulate large groups of people into believing that they have more in common with their rulers than with the fellow ranks of the oppressed. An early precursor of modern concepts of race lies in the idea of the barbarian, which was developed independently by the rulers of a diverse number of early states, ranging from the Shang Dynasty in ancient China to the Greek and Roman empires of Eurasia and Aztec and Inca empires of modern-day Central and South America. By dehumanizing different ethnic groups outside their borders as barbarians, rulers were able to mobilize armies and rationalize enslavement of captured populations. Centuries later, the rise and spread of powerful monotheistic religions added a new dimension to the construction of race, as the ideological conception of the barbarian was given new weight by the introduction of the notions of pagan or infidel. Religious dictates calling for the forced conversion of non-believers sanctified new wars of conquest waged by the armies of Christianity and Islam. Fearing the expansionary rise of Islam, which by the 11th century had spread deep into the heart of European Christendom, the Catholic Church teamed up with feudal elites to launch the Crusades, a series of holy wars spanning nearly 400 years and planting the seeds of ethnic, national, and sectarian rivalries that continue to this day. In the final years of the reconquest of Spain, the Catholic Church ramped up popular sentiments of anti-Semitism and Christian hysteria by launching the Spanish Inquisition, a bloody purge and forced conversion of Muslims and Jews that provided a horrific new laboratory for the development of race as an internal system of division and social control. The Spanish reconquest was completed in 1492 and was followed in quick succession by Christopher Columbus's accidental invasion of the Americas, believing the so-called discovery of the New World to be a sign of divine providence after their holy victory against Islam. Spain launched the colonization of the Americas with a brutal religious fervor, waging a genocidal campaign of extermination against the continent's original inhabitants alongside mass forced conversions carried out by Jesuit and Franciscan priests. In the decades that followed, Spain was joined in its pillage of the Americas by Portuguese, Dutch, and French colonialists. They were soon faced with a labor shortage, however, after working many indigenous slaves to death and killing millions of others through diseases like smallpox. So beginning in the early 16th century, Portuguese merchants established the transatlantic slave trade, a grotesque process of racial dehumanization whereby millions of people were kidnapped from West Africa and shipped across the ocean to slave trading posts in the Caribbean and Portuguese plantations in Brazil. Britain joined the fray in 1607 and quickly set to work expanding the transatlantic slave trade, establishing the vast southern plantation system and kickstarting a process of unprecedented mass European migration. Within Britain's 13 American colonies, a new pact of racial supremacy was forged between settlers of mixed European descent based on their shared experiences of killing natives and subjugating Africans. This new system, white supremacy, provided all white men with a share of the spoils stolen through genocidal territorial conquest and an economy built on slave labor. It also happened to make a small number of those white men unimaginably rich, setting the stage for the rise of capitalism. Despite ongoing controversy regarding her own racial identity, one of the most comprehensive descriptions of how white supremacy functions in the United States was written by Andrea Smith, who identified its three supporting pillars as slavery capitalism, genocide colonialism, and Orientalism war. The first pillar, slavery, rest on the commodification of black bodies and to their need to be controlled through force and imprisonment. The second pillar, genocide, rests on the need for indigenous nations to disappear or assimilate into settler society in order to justify white people's claims to the lands that they currently occupy. The final pillar, Orientalism, based on earlier conceptions of the barbarian, conjures up the image of outside forces seeking to infiltrate and destroy society, whether they take the form of Islamic terrorists, hostile foreign states, or simply the specter of illegal immigrants in general. Over the centuries, these three racial archetypes have been deeply ingrained in the white psyche. And so when black people cry out that their lives matter, indigenous people assert claims to the traditional lands and culture, or refugees fleeing wars and poverty demand their rights to political asylum, it is unsettling to the power structure that these pillars prop up. The response of states and ruling elites will always be to attempt to reinforce these pillars by fanning the flames of white paramilitary reaction. For anarchists who seek a new world built on the destruction of the state and capitalism, our task is to help to knock out the pillars that these systems rest upon. For some, this will mean severing the false bonds of whiteness and joining the resistance of those who have long struggled under its yoke. Treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity.
You just heard from Submedia, and they're actually doing a to Z of anarchism, and so that one was about race, and you can look at that more and find out more about Submedia from sub.media. I'm going to play this now. It is Straya Day by College Binary, and I'll give a warning, why not?
Hey, poofters, listen up. Australia Day. It's fucking nationalism, you prick. Have it in ya. Now I'm going to get some mates. Case of VB. Get me holding with me mates and me VB. Gonna get some fucking plastic flags, crazy clocks. Gonna stick them out the windows me holding. Gonna leave them there till fucking October. Australia Day. Fucking oaths. Look at this poof. He isn't Australian. He's fucking, I don't know, Australia Day. Get out of me country. I'll beat up this poof. Eat lamb. I don't know why, it's fucking nationalism, don't ask questions, just roll out the barbie, fly those cunts until they turn black, get some flags, put them on ya, dress up like a fucking koala, Australia Day, greatest country in the fucking world, you prick, get out of me country, get out of me country, gonna fucking glass some cunts, gonna get a glass, gonna smash it on some poof, I don't give a shit, Australia Day, don't fucking overtake me, double centerline, scratch me hold and I'll fucking cut ya. Crack open me VB, fire at the barbie, watch some fucking telly. Footy's on. What's the score? 10-0, fuck off. Oi, get out of me country. It's full. Still got me Crisco hamper, still half full. Shit, ought to go to Bali. Straight A, fucko, spend straight A in Bali, just as long as I don't come here. Oi, get out of me country, poof. Fucking glass ya. Got me Winnie Blues, got me chisel, not going to work tomorrow, fuck that, gonna get smashed, beat some fucking webs, get fucked up. Nationalism, hey, don't be un-Australian, crank up Triple J, top 100, pick up chicks, put them in a hold, and I don't give a fuck. Go out in town, wear me fucking good shirt, pop the collar, straight A, fucking celebrate, you poof.
Yeah, yeah, 1-2-1-2. Come on.
Breathing fire on the mic, heavy punches tight. So when I fight, who you know flows sick, plus they keep it hot. Yeah. My pen's a nice pick, such a nice fit. Who you think these knights fit? Come on, mate, go and take a hike. Yeah. More action than words, don't talk like bumblebee. Got nothing good to say, stay silent like a tumbleweed. Feel the pressure, ears popping in the plane's cabin. Barely see the light escape this cave's cavern. Can you fathom what can happen? They gave us mics, we keep it cracking. Sticks to what you do, we keep on rapping. I've had many setbacks since way back. Capped to leave behind my past. With the tongue tag, don't go back. Now I smash over beats, fat like Norbit. Some dark and morbid, other light, can't forfeit. Point to where the north is, but not Santa Claus. I got a greater cause, it's hard to ignore it. We that voice for the broken, those lacking a coping. Grinding, just hoping that they get chosen. We evoke emotion, we all provoke them. Drop in the ocean, get the notion, grab the mic and smoke them. We that voice for the broken, those
slacking and coping, running, just hoping that they get chosen. We evoke emotion, we thought provoke them. Drop in the ocean, get the notion, grab the mic and
smoke. Force hit a mind read. Bought more waters than a pine tree. My sources are reporting on Christ trees. The scene here in Adelaide is dying to death, and I'm seen here at the stage to be trying my best to overcome, cause rip the mic like a bogan is done. I give advice that sinks in wines like a boat that has sunk. I quickly run me quicker time like a rower that's won. This device is where my life's been devoted like months.
No fairy tales, the truth you know I like a roar. Like Wolverine, I know how to show my claws. Eye of a tiger, strike of a viper. Heart of a fighter, mind of a writer. Tactical sniper, drive hard, free well. Off the top, free well. Struggle with depression, but made it hard to tell. Not so long ago, spent most of my time asleep. Now I focus, stay awake, so I can live the dream.
Come on, we that voice for the broken. Those lacking a coping, grinding, just hoping that they get chosen. We evoke emotion, we all provoke them. Drop in the ocean, get the notion, grab the mic and smoke them. We that voice for the broken. Those slacking and coping, grinding, just hoping that they get chosen. We evoke emotion, we all provoke them. Drop in the ocean, get the notion, grab the mic and smoke them.
I'm happy to be rapping with my main man, Izzy. We're attacking this proactive, yeah, like a paint can in cities. Always packing it with accurate management, stacking it aggregate. Compacting it in spectacular packages. Massacre the thousand consonants, yeah, to make sounds that complement each other like a hound that follows sense. And sounds on my bound in common sense, with rounds of bars bound for continents. Man, I'm often incompetent in our problems of confidence, but my tolerance is backed up by a full-powered reactor. Recapture the innocence after years of being trapped in a rapture of insolence. Now I act as an instrument of intricate increments. I'm living in the intimate instances that was written in the scriptures of Corinthians. The rhythm of the specialist lyricist, beginning in the bringing of a professional syndicate.
We that voice for the broken, those lacking a coping, grinding, just hoping that they get chosen. We evoke emotion, we all provoke them. Drop in the ocean, get the notion, grab the mic and smoke them. We that voice for the broken, those lacking a coping, grinding, just hoping that they get chosen. We evoke emotion, we all provoke them. Drop in the ocean, get the notion, grab the mic and smoke them.
We are at war!
The Soulcast is a twice a month anarchist podcast hosted by North American rap artist Soul. It's a podcast about revolutionary politics from an anarchist perspective. Every month, I interview academics, journalists, revolutionaries, quote-unquote activists, artists, musicians, and really anything that I find interesting. I never got to go to college, so this, I guess, is my cheat sheet. So anybody who wants to learn, you can learn with me. Subscribe in iTunes at tinyurl.com/soulcast and check it out on the Channel Zero Podcast Network.
We are at war!
Yeah. It's big soul. My motherfucking studio. No actual presence, but a thought, a wish. All things given way to disappearance. It all comes back in the form of a burning cross or a smashed up television. One none ever recurred. No one has addressed your honor. All they offer, death by dishonor. Gas clouds make it rain. Catch me in the fumes, feeling all the pain. High off the fumes, but not the kind of high I wanna be. Not here to complain, I do not comply. I'm just doing my thing, middle finger to the drones. And the man behind the screen, you better know I ain't scared of shit. But what happens to you once he sees the means of automated revenue streams and not even needing them? I was pretentious before, I knew what it means. Now I'm just trying to relate. If I say I'm scared and I'm not, does it make me seem humble? Cause I am not humble or afraid. I know what's behind that burning bush. Nothing but hot air, held up by an order so fragile. Whiteness, it ain't supremacy, it's weakness. You call it free speech, but you need to stand behind police to say it. I sing this for the non-humans, for with whom I share the planet. Cause most of what they do, we don't recognize the songs. The moon should be concerned with the barking of dogs. I'm just staving up the moment when my madness finally comes. Catch my commodified form, spitting bars. Like how you like me now, like how you like me now. Hold up, I'm not talking to you. I don't wanna travel, I wanna explore the corners of my mind, the corners of history, and be the mentor I never had. Knew what I needed, but then I never knew. Wishing my father had a grave so I could have a place to curse him and forgive him. Staring at the ocean, we dumped him in, ain't the same. life is but a wave. I'm just trying to ride the tsunami till everybody moves to the mountains. You think I'm here because I care about this place? Fuck every modern city. When it all comes crumbling down, come and find me. Call me brother, I share with you my seeds. Pass the point of comrades. That's the point of what will I be when I grow up. I don't want to do shit, but run my ass off and learn what I can. And laugh at the circling vultures waiting for the meat to rot. But people like us, we don't rot, we burn. Some of my homies, they burn too bright. Peace be unto them. We will keep the fire going for you. Nothing is in vain. No gesture doesn't make a ripple. No act of revenge goes without another act of revenge. Throw your phone into the sea, not literally, cause the oceans are fucked up. So the tempest, reap the whirlwind. Exclude no one, for when the executioner shows their face. And the system is abolished, open every cage. Eat every tomato straight from the vine. Nothing lasts forever, but please don't fuck up my high.
Show online at autonomousactionradio.com and now at on the Channel Zero Network.
Yeah, indigenous intruders. Who said this is no man's land? Terra nullius, terra nullius, however you want to pronounce it. Yeah, listen up.
Yeah, clap your hands once, clap your hands twice. DCP, Amon B, Zenai, to the whole. All my brothers and sisters are people who never get treated as equals. Respect this and to all you represent.
Yo, what? Yo, what? We're bringing up forgotten issues, passing out a lot of tissues. Rest in peace, AJ and Tommy T, our community miss you. Condolences go to your families. It's a tragedy, please don't be mad at me, because that way of going is sad to see. And I wish I could rewind time, I'd take it back to 9-9 when you was in your premature prime, doing heaps of crime, screaming it out, because I mean it till my lungs are blue. Have you ever heard our streets are the meanest? Well, that rumor's true. What you gonna do? I'm busting with something new. Take a look through my eyes and see rights disappear in front of you. Tell me what this world is coming to when cops don't have nothing to lose and instructions to bruise. Backyards are what we running
clap
through.
Clap your hands once, clap your hands twice. Pull your hands in the air, wave them left to right. We're bringing up forgotten issues. Terra nullius is a lie. Never hide my pride, only the strong survive. Clap your hands once, clap your hands twice. Pull your hands in the air, wave them left to right. We're bringing up forgotten issues. Terra nullius is a lie. Never hide my pride, only the strong survive.
All my brothers and sisters are people who never get treated as equals. Respect this and to all you represent.
There'll be no justice on the stolen land we live on. Ready to go crazy when truth is told. Trying to hide the same classified info. Don't believe everything you're seeing here in the paper, on TV or radio. But honestly, the end is near. Babies having babies, some employed ladies. Heavy gear spreads daily. In love and memory to my people's people. In the cemetery, we're dropping like flies. Wipe those tears from your eyes. You can cry, just thank God for life. As I pray, wishing he could reply. But I know when I sleep through the night, guardian angel by my side, keeping me right in my place. 4077 on the plastic chase, yeah.
Clap your hands once, clap your hands twice. Pull your hands in the air, wave from left to right. We're bringing up forgotten issues. Terra nullius is a lie. Never hide my pride, only the strong survive. Clap your hands once, clap your hands twice. Pull your hands in the air, wave from left to right. We're bringing up forgotten issues. Terra nullius is a lie. Never hide my pride, only the strong survive.
All my brothers and sisters are people who never get treated as equals. Respect this and to all you represent.
Clap your hands once.
Clap your hands twice, I'm that nice. Come on down like the price is right and grab the mic, we double our fly. With these rhymes they get you higher than the Himalayas. In different places they the police and always hide their faces. Escape from whole cases all in a day.
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
I think that violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
Social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea,